3:35.
A person which wants to reach emuna, צריך שידע את האמת. He needs to know the truth. Truth is, אני כלום. I'm nothing. מי שחושב שהוא משהו, הוא חי בשקר. Someone thinks that he's something, he's living in a lie. ככל שהוא יותר חושב שהוא משהו, we did this already. Yeah. Next
paragraph.
Forget it, forget it. Olam ha-shekir.
Let the sugar pick a rest.
Someone else. I was going to do it. Olam ha-shekir. The world of lies. How does this world? Not how, really. The world is so much confusing for us and blinding a person. Because people forget that one day they're going to die. I have a secret. One day we're going to die. Remember you told me when I first, in the beginning when I first met you here, you said this world is dangerous because everyone dies over here.
No one gets out of it alive.
Yeah, tell me, thank you. As his father used to say, two things for sure, right?
Death and taxes.
Right. We're gonna die, and the soul's gonna leave.
The body.
Yeah, that's called death, in a certain aspect. The soul's gonna leave. They're gonna take us, and then they take us to the tahara room. Go check it out. Go see what they do there. You're gonna scrub our bodies. Oh, you know, because you've done it.
Oh yeah.
You also done it? Scrub our bodies. Put us in the water. Or some people, they just pour the water
they
like
pour the water over them. We do it at an angle.
Backward, exactly.
And
they put
the
something
nails
on their eyes. They cut the nail, they make it clean, comb you, right?
And underneath the nails.
They comb you?
Yeah. And we have to check for any wounds. With the right down. Every wound.
According to the law, according to Judaism?
The law. Criminal law.
I don't care about the Jewish law?
No. It has to do with
why are you beautifying the body? It's going to be going to dust anyway.
You can, but he's doing tahara. When tahara, before you do the tahara, you clean the body.
And we put
in the mouth, right?
Dirt from Israel in
on the eyes,
and then dirt on.
Tell me, you also put something in the mouth, like water, to clean out the inside?
No. They sweep the mouth.
Sweep what?
They check the mouth. And it's sweeping with the fingers.
Is there anything there?
Dentures.
Okay. Anyways, and then they're going to wrap us up.
Put it in.
And if we're men, they're going to wrap us in the talus. And then people are going to say all kinds of lies about how great we were. And then, unless we ask them not to. And then they're going to take us to the, walk us to the grave site.
In the States, what they do is
put us under the ground. And then put blocks over the body. Not us. Over the body. And then put the soil over it, and make a tzura of the kever. And people are going to sit shiva over us, hopefully. And then life just starts.
It's
the Shema goes straight to Hashem.
It's
the judgment.
It's even stranger in the
done in this world.
It's even stranger in the States.
How beautiful is that?
People whose judgment is not put off one another, the main part of the judgment is going to shiva.
During the Shiva. And during the Shiva also the body goes back and forth. He's in the gravesite and in the house where they're sitting Shiva, back and forth. Okay? And then hopefully we'll have a tikkun. So it's a good idea to do both of this every day. Definitely a good idea. Anyways, the reason why we all kinds of things is because we forget that we came to this world for a reason and we're gonna die one day and leave this world. If we have that in mind, we're gonna do a lot better. A lot better. Everything will do better. If I come to a mincha, I'm talking to myself. I'm not any better than anyone here. If I come to a mincha, and I remember, maybe it's the last mincha of my life. I don't know. I'll die a little bit better, right? Maybe it's the last mincha. Maybe I'll go to synagogue waking up tomorrow. No one's given no guarantee. The fact that I woke up the past 28, almost 29 years doesn't mean that I'm going to get up tomorrow. And Mirtz Hashem, Hashem should give me a long life and should merit to see if my children get married and their children get married and Mirtz Hashem. No one's guaranteeing anything. Doesn't make a difference if I'm 28 or if I'm 88. Have to remember it. If you remember this.
What about the taxi driver? You're telling
the
story yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the other day. He passed away on the road. He didn't know. He didn't look so old. Maybe 60 years old.
One of the things that our parents taught us in many ways was when you see funeral notices on the wall, read them.
Put your name instead.
Yeah. Realize one of these days is going to be you. What are people going to say about you? What are they going to say about you upstairs?
So Reb Chaim, Zichrono Livracha, that passed away on Motzei Shabbos, the funeral was told about that he asked the Aryan music, he died with a great Yishuv Hadas. He knew that he's dying. He prepared himself very well. He told me a few months ago, he said, if Hashem wants to take me, I'm ready to go. He told that he wants to do very music. He printed out Le'ilu Nishmat already of himself before he died. He printed it out and put it on the pushkas, and he wanted the people to give tzedakah to the Shiva for his neshama. He prepared himself very well. That's a person who prepared himself for his death. He wrote a will. He knew well, he was sick. He knew that he's on his way out. But that person has to live, because we don't know when we're there. Some people don't know, like the taxi driver doesn't know. They didn't know. Yeah, on the spot, boom, left. That's why every day we have to tshuva. And not to be, have the yira from this, that we're going to be judged. Yeah, but doesn't mean that a person has to like live with sadness his whole life. Yeah? That means that prepare yourself for the next day. Prepare yourself.
Also, you could be sent into the heavenly court at a moment's notice.
Hamash.
And be sent down.
Yep.
God willing.
Been there, done that.
So if you're a kid. Yeah, in a car accident? Mm-hmm. Tells your story one day. If you want.
No,
my wife was.
I'll say your wife was?
My wife went up to the heavenly court because she ate something with sulfites in it, and she didn't know. Regular salad. And like that. And I was jabbing her with an EpiPen, trying to get epinephrine in her. And she went up to the heavenly court, judges in a row, all dressed in white. And they said, you're tried for Lashon Hora.
Doesn't mind that he tells us?
Yeah.
Doesn't mind.
They said, Lashon Hora, and just said, go back.
It's all. If a person will remember that one day he'll die,
Could you? Can you die? And is there a difference between a Jew who has been in Israel and a Jew who has not been in Israel?
Well, if you've been in Israel, so you have a mitzvah. Another mitzvah.
Then if you've been in Israel, then a good Yerushalayim, because the folks tell you, but another mitzvah. So if you've never been in Israel, you don't have that. You don't have that. Also good. And also if a bismedjish is a b'chinas eretz yisrael, also be very dear is a special thing. Also should want to be very dear.
Oh, after 120.
Yeah.
To bring the body over is very expensive.
Over here, all that stuff, it's easier just to be here.
Yeah,
I get the room. And I get to learn the
yeshiva.
I had no idea about that.
No, because the expense is the middle casket.
A person who remembers that one day he'll die, this world is less of a shekel. It's not a shekel anymore. Why? Kimash tagid, what are you going to tell him? Whatever you tell him, to put the ashkia bez davar shel olam hazeh, to invest in something of this world, immediately you'll say back. And what's next? Ma'achakach, what's the next thing? Then I'm going to leave everything here? Why should I buy a fancier, a bigger house? I have a car, I'm happy. I have a house, and it's good enough for my needs. Why would I get a bigger one? Why? What's the point? I'm leaving it here anyway. If it's only for my needs, while I'm living here for my family, fine, one thing. But why should I invest in anything which is not my needs? Why should I waste time? My brother told me at the Levaya,
He told me that every time he goes to Levaya, at the Shiva, it frightens him very much, like, time is very short in this world. It's very short. The older you get, the more you see it. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm 28, I see it from 10 years ago. You probably see it even more, you're older than me a bit. All of you. Good? As Bishri Mali Tametz, why should I make efforts for something which is clue? Imli Tametz, if I make efforts for something in this world, Zirak Bishri Davar Nitzchi, it's only for something eternal. Davar Shagal Mavet Leafrid Benin Beno, something that even death is not going to separate me from it. What is that? Torah Mitzvahs. Then it's worth it to make an effort. And Hashimah, people are not, I don't know, people don't like this, these talks, death and stuff. I don't see it as a frightening thing. I have to know it as a reality. Therefore, I have to do as much as I can here. And I can. After you die, you can't do anymore. Hopefully, the people here will do for us.
The other thing you have to remember is you shouldn't invest in technology that's going to be outdated within 5 years. Especially computers.
What does it got to do with this? Shouldn't invest in something that you're outdated in who knows tomorrow.
Exactly.
And Hashim Hashkiim is called Kachod Al-Tanot Shalem. But the people in this world, they make so much investments and efforts and power and will and desire in this world. Let's buy this, we'll sell this, we'll buy this apartment, we'll sell that apartment, this car, that car, and everything was lachas, that's a beam, what's going to be? Kimela. Even if you buy a house in Shiva Das, if a person buys an apartment, he has a Shiva Das, he can sit and learn, he can have his wife is happy, he has a kina, she can grow things, she's happy, she's calm. Yofi, and with a shum psul, of course that's good. Ad Rabbah, it's a good thing. Everything should be with the neimut, with delight, with pleasantness, the nachat, the proportion, the right proportion, not to go something outrage. And if it doesn't work out, so what, whatever. If a person had a big house or a small house, he still went through life. Right? Life's finished at the end. I don't know, if we forget, we should just go to the cemetery and see that everyone dies. Maybe we forgot. If he has to suffer in this world certain things, he'll suffer with that apartment or without that apartment. Yeah? He has to suffer certain illnesses. It doesn't make a difference what that apartment he has. The person has to suffer certain things. He has to go through things in life. He's going to go through them with what he has or without what he has.
Attitude is gratitude.
But im tshuva or bli tshuva, ze meod meshaneh. But if a person goes through life with tshuva, without tshuva, it makes a big difference. Even in this world. Life with tshuva in this world, doing tshuva. That's just, I did tshuva. I wasn't religious, I did tshuva. That's one thing. Good, great. Doing tshuva every day, to be baal tshuva. What's a baal tshuva in English? How do you spell?
Master.
Master of tshuva. Master of returning. He's a master of the returning. Every day he returns. He's a master. What's a master? Right, he knows a lot about it, and he controls it. He's on top of things, right? Like a master, someone who owns something. That's a master. Then we have to be Bali Tshuva.
Or a master painter,
Who could call himself a Bali Tshuva? He doesn't do Tshuva every day. He doesn't do good every day. You're Bali Tshuva. He could say that now you're religious. Now you observe. You're observant Jew. Right? You observe more mitzvahs than you did before. But a Bali Tshuva. That's someone who's a master of tshuva. He does tshuva every day.
I would say it's every second.
Every second? If he's able to.
What consciously if you don't do tshuva every day?
What's that?
What if you don't do it every day consciously? You don't do tshuva every day.
So in the next world, they'll judge you. If you didn't judge yourself here, they'll judge you in the next world. There's no mercy there.
There's no mercy.
No mercy there.
So
only judgment.
I should just make the mercy.
Do tshuva, so simple, do tshuva. We spoke about tshuva many times. So simple. Hashem, let's say yesterday, I tell you about me, I'm not embarrassed to say, I did tshuva already, so I know it's over. The other day, I had some hours that I didn't learn. I was looking around, I don't know, my mind wasn't with me. So, very simple, at night I didn't bother to do it. I'm sorry, Hashem, it'll be to Torah. Please help me remember. I have to learn, regardless if someone's watching me or not watching. I have to learn. And today I learned much better just because I did tshuva. I know it's a fact. Still, I had to half an hour that I wasted. So I'll do tshuva today. Don't worry. I'm not worried about that. I'll do tshuva. It's rabaya, Hashem. I'm sorry I did so. Please help me that next time I'll do better. I regret this. I want to get close to you. I don't want to waste the time that you gave me in this world. It's a pashut. Tshuva is the most beautiful thing on earth. Tshuva? What is better than returning to Hashem? What is better?
Not leaving it.
Not leaving it. It's impossible not to leave. First person, in order to go up, he has to go down. Then he does tshuva and he goes higher. So, kol tov. If we're talking already about this world, could someone say, where is this world? So, this is how Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said, Sha'olam haba, anachma aminim sheishno. Next world, we believe that there's a next world, right? We're living in this world, we don't know. You believe that there's a next world, right? You were there? No, your wife was there. Yeah, but you weren't there.
No.
So you have to believe it. To believe your wife that she was there. Believe the tzaddikim that they know what they're talking about. Well, we weren't there, so we just believe that there's a next world. Aholam hazeh, echanu, Rabbeinu said, but this world, where is this world? So Rabbeinu says, there's no this world. Ki kan nireh shezeh gehenom. Rabbeinu said, it seems that Gehenom is this world, and Gan Eden is next world. Gehenom is here. Hayitachen shesh olam hazeh beze olam? Rabbeinu said, could there be that there's any this world somewhere? Misha yodeh efa olam hazeh shagid? If someone knows where this world is, tell me. B'chol makom shemistaklim roim gehenom. Wherever you look, you see gehenom, you see hell. Nireh she'anashim ba'u lizbol la'olam hazeh b'shul lizbol gehenom. It seems like people came to this world to suffer gehenom. Go to the hospitals. Go to the psychologist. Listen behind the door. Stam, go listen behind doors. Shalom bayis the people. Machalot, panasa. Woo! All we're dealing with is troubles. So why are we here? This one has a Gehenom. He's called a Nahag Masait. You know what Nahag Masait is? A camion. How do you say it in English? No? A truck. He's a truck driver. That's his Gehenom. It's a Gehenom. All day to be in a truck every day is not a Gehenna. It's not a Gehenna to be all day in a truck.
The vibration, the noise.
4 o'clock in the morning, usually they go out. 3 o'clock in the morning, they go. It's not a Gehenna, Bezal? So what's better? There's a Gehenna called a taxi. There's a guy who uses his Gehenna as a taxi. All day he's driving around a taxi. All day. It's not a Gehenna? Again, it's Gehenna. So the guy has a store. His Gehenom is a store. All day he has to sit in the store. He's in jail. Better off in prison. Because he don't have to do anything. Here he has to do and work.
And
that,
with joy and happiness.
That's not he's serving Hashem. It's a different thing.
So it's
perspective.
Of course. How we look at it.
Another guy, he's a Gehenom called a lawyer. All day he's running around court places. Another guy is Gehenom being a doctor. Oh, he's depressed already. I see all these illnesses. Again, a person who works on fixing the roads all night. All kinds of Gehenoms in the world.
Graveyard shift.
Okay. Velo shel avod ze Gehenom. Doesn't mean that working is Gehenom. You can make a mistake. La'avod ze bari v'chachi. Working in this world is healthy for the person's nefesh. And it's also needed, the person has to make a panasa. Question is, echovdin, like Ezra just said. It's how you work, not what you work. Okay? Ki ikar ha-gehenom ze ha-matzav ha-nafshi shemi she-obed ba-avodot ha-elu. The Gehenom is not what you're doing, it's how you're doing it. It's your mental state when you're doing it. A person could be a builder and live in Gan Eden. Because the question is, what is, I'm building houses, I'm going to make people happy. I'm in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, this, that, and he's all happy, and I'm giving parnasa for my family, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Great! And do your mitzvah every moment. And I want to learn Torah every second I can, so I'm having mitzvah as if I learned. He's in Gan Eden. A different person. Oh, I'm working so hard. Without any spirituality, people live to. What did they say? They live to eat and. They live to sleep and they sleep to live or something. They work to sleep and they sleep to work. Yeah? Because when a person goes through life as if everything is in his hands, then he's getting Gehenna. When a person goes through life, when Hashem, it's Hashem in his life, that's Gehenna. That's the only difference. How do you go through life? You think you're in charge? I'm going to do this business deal and that business deal. And then you're all nervous. Not working. So now he's nervous. The person knows, I have a store, Yofi, and Hashem is going to give Panasa. If he wants, and if not, no, and I have nothing to do with it. I could dive in, I could hit the hill and all that. If I have a story, the guy. Okay, he's in the store. Now you should
do something.
Yeah, of course, most people in the world have to do something in the world. Yeah, 100%. But it doesn't mean that result would be good. Would be success. You wouldn't really be successful.
The principle, the less you should do, the more.
No, the more bitachon, the less the shalat has to do in the world. That's how it works. Okay, so fine. Hashem says I have to work 8 hours a day. Fine, that's what Hashem thinks. Good. But right now, in this moment, in state of mind, fine, that's what I'll do. Different person, 2 hours is enough for him. A person has a munah, he could work in any work in his life. But his life looks differently. And he looks at life from a different aspect of life. Because he knows that the end is not here. He's doing it for a better purpose. He knows that dreams of this life, he doesn't have any. All of his dreams are for the next life. Like Shmuel Shafira did.